Well, this has been olmalı. Very interesting session.
Gerçekten çok interesting bir bölüm oldu.
Pluralism continuing. And there's going to be a great deal of challenges in religious freedom that will be out there. But as we've looked at the trends and challenges and practices, you can see that of suggesting that the courts can solve the problems is problematic. The courts only have a role to play, and they'll play it as best they can. But they're governed by the law and the Constitution. That's what they're required to do. And I hope that this brought a bit of practicality to our discussions about what judges and lawyers can do in assisting, and so that we won't waste our time looking too much for a solution there, but we'll perhaps look other ways to solve society's...
Başka alanlara bakıp ondan sonra nasıl acaba çözebiliriz?
We have approximately an hour left that you get to ask.
Yaklaşık zaman var. Eğer bir sorunuz varsa,
you could ask the judge question.
Belki siz sorabilirsiniz buradaki hakimlere. Hakim ilk defa size soru sormayacak ama siz ona sorabilirsiniz.
I should also point out that here in the United States, neither one of these judges have contempt power. And so you can ask
it. Onun için istediğiniz soruyu sorabilirsiniz.
Contempt power.
Ama benim.
Suggest that we should make questions a little.
Ben de sorabilirim.
It's with something in mind other than just winking at you or waving at you, I'll have the bailiff come in and sequester you. So this is your time to begin to ask questions. Please ask them to one or the other or both. And please as best you can make them questions.
Yönetiyorum toplantıyı, yani bir şeyler hatırlatmak zorunda kalabilirim size. Siz uymazsanız diyor, çağırırım diyor, görevliyi çıkartır sizi diyor. Hani şaka yapıyor hani mahkemede nasıl hani oluyor ya böyle şeyler
evet,
hani mahkemelerde.
Evet, doğru evet.
Yes, we can start down here if we will, please. How many more microphones do we have? Just one. How fast are you?
Kadar hızlısın diyor. Sadece bir tane mikrofon varmış.
Jorge Gentile, Argentina. Para el juez.
Just a minute. We've got to get you first. What are we on? 15. 15.
15.
Okay. 15. Got it. All right, they're ready now.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Hace un tiempo leí que Nueva Zelanda no tenía constitución escrita como Israel o como Reino Unido. ¿Cuál es la norma fundamental? ¿Hay constitución o hay una norma que rija, digamos, a la isla, a todas estas islas? Y además, digamos, el caso de Samoa que...
¿Peki bütün adaları mı kapsıyor yoksa Yeni Zelanda için mi? Nasıl?
Eso es lo que le quería preguntar.
Amerikalı, Amerikan Samoa adası Yeni Zelanda şeyini mi takip ediyor? Nasıl oluyor? Anlatır mısınız?
The question is the what is the nature of the constitution in New Zealand and how does it work in some of the Pacific Island nations?
First of all, anayasa kime hitap ediyor? Adalara mı, Yeni Zelanda'ya mı sadece?
Are very closely.
Australia ve Yeni Zelanda her zaman bunu takip ediyor, diğer adaları. Ve onlar da ekonomik destek de veriliyor bu adalara.
They are all, with one or two exceptions, independent nations. And so,
yani kendi bağımsız devletleri var.
And in the Pacific Islands, as distinct from,
ayrı,
different, a number of different constitution models that have been used.
Elleri var.
Follow the international norms.
Burası,
is that coming through?
Uluslararası kurallara uyuyorlar.
Can we?
Ama kendi aralarında değişik anayasalar varmış.
You have to repeat.
So I'll speak again. Is that coming through?
Arjantin'den.
Yeah? Good. Well, sorry, I'll just have to briefly repeat that. But
yani tekrarlamam lazım herhalde birazcık.
Said that each of these nations, with one or two exceptions,
yani birkaçı dışında, hep bütün adalar birkaçı dışında kendi anayasaları var, değişik modeller yani.
And by and large, those constitutions do introduce international
uluslararası kurallara uyuyorlar. Yani gidip kendileri yaratılmış bir şey değil, uluslararası kuralları kabul ediyorlar. Ve bunlar değişiklikle modellendirilir.
New Zealand has what we call an unwritten constitution, which I know horrifies people from the United States and other places. It sounds like anything goes, but it actually works very well. It's a constitution or form of constitution that's derived from the United Kingdom, the Westminster of democratic government, and there is a combination of statute. We have a Constitution Act, but that covers only part of the field, like the appointment of.
Bazı yerlere yani hitap ediyor.
1990, we've had a Bill of Rights Act, which incorporated all the usual human rights norms, and we also have a Human Rights Act. But the rest of the Constitution is made up from parliamentary convention, which again is an unwritten part of the law, but there are very clear conventions which govern the way Parliament operates, partly convention and partly under our Constitution Act. So the short answer is that in New Zealand we have a combination of sources of constitutional but in the Pacific Islands they have more comprehensive
değişik yani Yeni Zelanda ile ve diğer Pasifik adaları arasında farklılıklar var. Onlar da kendi kendilerine
this question back there.
My question is to Justice Azmi. Well, I have one question. I would say two questions, if you allow me. First of all, you spoke of the situation in which a non-Muslim woman wishes to marry a Muslim man. And say, you said she needs to convert. The opposite is not possible, meaning the
derse dinini değiştirmesi gerekiyor. Yani tersi değil, değil mi?
And decides to go through to his church. This is the first question. I saw your answer already. I would
like. Evlendi, o zaman kiliseye katılabilir mi mesela? Mümkün mü diyor?
As I was assuming that, my second question is the following. I'm not discussing obviously internal policies of your country. You'd not be polite. And out of other reasons, I'm not prepared for that. But from, I would say, a freedom of religion point of view, this impulse of changing religion as a matter of personal decision, and the fact that you don't have to rule when
falan çıkacak bir konu mu yani mesela hani Müslümanlar arasında özellikle
to decide matters of alimony or parental decisions in which
doğumuna karar veriyor
jurisdiction of a Muslim court, do you think that these two points in looking from a freedom of religion point of view are considered positive or I would say not positive? Thank you.
Okay, the first question is, you're right there, in Malaysia, both parties must be Muslims before they can get married.
Müslüman olması lazım, evlenmeleri için. Eğer birisi Müslüman değilse, o zaman kadın ya da erkek Müslüman olacak.
Not the opposite.
Bu şey, resmi nikah için diyor. resmi.
Because of this, you have two separate courts judging. An instance that, as I said to you, there are instances where during marriage, one of
evlilik sırasında birisi
convert to become a non-Muslim.
Başka bir dine katılmak istiyorsa,
who determines the validity of that divorce or whatever it is?
Yani bu boşanmayı kabul edecek kanunlar mı yoksa Müslümandaki yani imam nikahı mı bozacak bu ev?
Could be the Muslim will say that it's necessary.
Diyebilir ki yani gerekli.
I totally agree with you that perhaps those issues should be decided by one court, irrespective.
Yani aslında bir tane mahkeme karar verse ama maalesef iki tane olmak zorunda.
This was the law that was passed
kanun,
when we became independent, long before we became.
Zaman önce kabul edildi. Bağımsızlık kazandığımızda Müslüman olan liderlerimiz ilk önce bunu böyle kabul ediyor ve böyle devam ediyor.
57'den
beri yani Çin
Muslims agreed to that provision.
Hepsi oy kararıyla kabul ettiler ve öyle devam ediyor. Gelecekte ne olacak bilemiyorum.
Magno Alexandre do Brasil. Magno Alexandre Moura, do Brasil. Eu gostaria de saber do senhor Zaki Azimi, da Malásia, se a Malásia reconhece, assim, a Declaração de Direitos, Direitos Humanos e do Homem, do Cidadão, e sobre a liberdade de religião e de crença, no sentido de que o senhor não vê a perspectiva de mudança, mas, pelo menos, a possibilidade de existir uma coexistência da Malásia. A exemplo de existir o proselitismo, porque me foi dito que não é possível no mundo muçulmano, é proibido por lei. Isso não seria contraditório se é reconhecido a Declaração dos Direitos Humanos, a liberdade de consciência?
Yani özgürlük yok. Bir tarafta hani insanlar İslam'a geçebiliyor ama İslamiyet'ten diğer dinlere geçemiyorlar. Bu nasıl?
I don't know whether I understand the translation is rather anyway on the question of human rights. I agree with you.
Bu kadarıyla cevap vermek istiyorum. Haklar hakkında konuşuyordun galiba tam olarak.
Have more freedom for people to do what they want.
Haklar demek yani herkes ne yapmak istiyorsa, evlenmek istiyorsa evlenmesidir. Onu insan hakkı.
A Muslim and non-Muslim parties can have their marriage registered under civil law. In Singapore.
Singapur'da olan bu. Singapur'da resmi olarak evlenebiliyorlar.
So this is the policy of the country.
Yani ülkenin kurallarına göre kural mı oluyor policy?
Want to get married. Sorry, when two persons want to get married.
Yani şeye bağlı. Ülkedeki
that is
bağlı.
Our policy of the country as to whether it is against human
prinsipler.
There is a different question altogether. You know, sometimes you cannot get the best of everything because.
Her Müslüman Müslüman evlenmek isterse Müslüman olmak zorunda. Bu böyle diyor. Evet. Bu
başka bunu değiştirmek
yapamayız diyor. Yeah. Diğer konular farklı diyor.
Evet.
To allow a Muslim and a non-Muslim to get married. That is how I.
Her Müslümanlar yani Müslüman evlenmesi.
Will not agree to that sort of laws. They will just stand up.
Kabul etmeyecek tabii ki Müslümanlar %60 olduğu için çoğunluk.
Okay, my question is this. Suppose there's a nice Malaysian man who comes to the United States to go to school and meets a nice young American girl and they fall in love and he wants to marry her. They marry here. But he wants to go home with his family. What happens then?
Dönmek istiyor. O zaman ne olacak?
the international law issue here.
If you
uluslararası burada bir yani problem var.
Celebrationist. That means it's determined by the law of US.
Amerikan kanunlarına göre olacak. Malezya'ya gittiğinde an
whether the Sharia court will recognize that marriage in
Amerika, US. İşte şey tarikat ya da imam nikahı olduğu olan yer kabul edip etmeyeceği farklı bir şey.
Celebrationist is the law of America. And by that
Amerika'da evlenebilirler. Ama
but because one of them he is a Muslim, then the problem will arise. I cannot.
Eğer ikisi de Müslüman oldu Amerika'da evlense problem olmaz ama birisi Müslüman birisi Müslüman değilse o zaman problem var. Ben ama hiç böyle bir şey olduğunu hiç duymadım.
I would like to invite both of our jurists, Judge Randerson and Judge Azmi, to comment on the concept of judicial independence. We strive in most Western jurisdictions to follow what we refer to as the rule of law. And what about the making of a decision that is very unpopular but nevertheless would follow the law? Somewhat familiar with the New Zealand situation because
bağımsızca verebilecek güçte mi hani?
But even there, the comment about going clear to the Privy Council on an appellate decision raises a question in my mind. I know that that has been done in other Commonwealth countries, but sometimes it's at least some that I'm aware of, it doesn't happen anymore. And part of my question is, how much influence over the courts in these two countries do legislative branches have?
What do you mean by influence over the court?
That, just that. In other words, if the court makes a decision that is politically unpopular, then is the legislature in a position to overturn that decision or change?
Well, yüksek mahkeme gelip alt mahkemenin verdiği kararı değiştirebilir mi?
Kanun öyle bir şey ki başka bir kanun çıkarabilirsin.
Like any other country, if the
ülkelerdeki gibi. Eğer yani anayasadakiler eğer beğenmezlerse başka bir şey.
The ruling of the court will apply to that particular case, but of course the legislatures can change the law for the future cases. And I think Britain has done quite a couple of times, and Malaysia maybe.
İşte eğer bir sorun varsa.
I can't remember whether there's any, but I must say this, that the Malaysian judiciary.
Eğer Malaysia.
As active.
Eğer aktif.
Judiciary perhaps, or the Indian.
Olmayabilir mesela Amerika ile karşılaştırdığımızda.
What the legislators want, my personal argument is three or five of us in the highest court cannot override what 300 people in parliament voted by 27 million people have decided.
Meclisteki işte 200-300 milletvekili 20-25 milyon için karar alıyor.
Ondan... No, the constitution, we are bound by the constitution. If the
yasaya uyuyoruz.
Then it is ultra vires the constitution. No judge will uphold
hakim,
the constitution.
What if the court believes that
hakim anayasaya uymamazlık yapmayacak?
Disagrees and you have a constitutional decision.
No, if the court thinks that it is not ultra vires, then the law stands. It's not the parliament would not have passed that law unless it thinks it is not ultra vires. Okay, would you like to have I answered?
We sometimes wish we had those powers in New Zealand, but unfortunately we operate a little differently. It just as in Malaysia, it's always open to Parliament to pass a law which the courts then must follow and apply. But unlike Malaysia, we don't have the power to strike down a statute. as ultra vires or infringing the Constitution. We do have power under the Bill of Rights Act to declare that something is inconsistent with the Bill of Rights, but that is as far as our powers extend. We don't have the extent of power that Malaysia has. But just a very recent example, at the moment there are some prosecutions pending against a group of people in the country who are alleged to have been in possession of arms, weapons, unlawfully, for an unlawful purpose. And some are also alleged to form part of what in our legislation is described as a criminal group. The Supreme Court, which incidentally is above me, I'm not in the highest court.
Silah taşımanın.
But our Supreme Court...
It should be.
we'll have to tell the Attorney General. The Supreme Court has recently ruled that evidence the police obtained against these people by filming on private land is not admissible or cannot be used in evidence against this group of people, or certainly most of them. Parliament was very unhappy about that, and within a week introduced a bill to Parliament.
Parlament da bunu beğenmemiş. Parlament da bu konu görüşü.
We have a two-level system, not to overrule the particular case, but to say that from now on, filming on private property is lawful if it's done under a warrant. And there's also a proposal to make that retrospective, so that cases that are coming through the system, not the particular one that the Supreme Court's ruled on, but others, can there can be no means of challenging the legality of that evidence from filming in 40 or 50 other cases. Now, of course, all the lawyers in the country and all the constitutional people who are interested in the Constitution have been up in arms about all this, but essentially, if the government has the numbers, it can pass that legislation. It's fairly unusual for that to happen, but it can happen, and the courts are then to apply whatever is passed.
Next question.
Judge Saki, you mentioned early on that the government is quite involved in trying to promote Islam, Islam. And I note that many of my Malaysian friends talk about a Malaysia where women didn't wear the hijab, where women were Muslim but preferred a more liberal expression of their faith. This has changed over the years, and there are some Malaysian women who have been trying to push for reform. To what extent...
Kadınlar bir değişikliğin olmasını istiyordu.
...for assistance, or is it entirely in the hands of the religious court?
It's entirely in the hands of the religious courts. But although hijab is the head covering, you know, you will find a lot of Muslim women who don't... It's not a legal requirement. It's a religious requirement. So you want to... You comply with the religion. The court doesn't have any jurisdiction to punish you because you don't have a headgear on. For the Muslims in Malaysia. And very, very few. If you see those with the covered face, the likelihood they are Arab visitors in black ground with that, they are most likely that. Because even the Malay Muslims in Malaysia, maybe a very small, very, very, very, very small number.
Peki kadınlar böyle siyah çarşaflar giyinmez. Eğer onlar varsa onlar da Araplardır diyor.
Two nieces, twins, one decided to cover the head, the other does not cover the head, but they're together.
Bazı yeğenlerim takıyor, bazıları takmıyor.
As
My wife pointed out on one occasion, it does away with the bad hair day.
Senin saçlarını hani taramamışsa falan diyor, iyi oluyordu yani.
Any further questions? Here's one right down here.
Damaris Moura, Brasil. Recentemente, onde eu atuo, eu sou presidente da Comissão de Direito e Liberdade Religiosa da Ordem dos Advogados do Brasil. E recentemente tivemos um caso penitenciário de São Paulo, onde haviam
altı müslüman kadın
de orar cobertas por razões de segurança. Este assunto chegou à Comissão de Liberdade Religiosa da Ordem dos Advogados do Brasil. E nós fizemos uma
intervenção
junto à penitenciária e desta intervenção resultou uma negociação para que elas pudessem usar o véu nos horários das suas...
Kadın acaba önlerini çektikleri peçe, peçeyi kabul edip etmemeyi düşünüyorum.
Foi da maior importância. E esta intervenção foi para...
Gerçekten Brezilya'dakiler bunun için çok anlayışlılık gösterdiler.
Vemos no Brasil e a proteção à liberdade religiosa também para os estrangeiros. Eu pergunto, o uso do véu, ele é...
bu eşarp takması yani çok mu önemli?
Müslümana ou elas poder...
Yani Müslüman için yani acaba başka bir şey yapabilirler mi? Mesela dua ediyor. Ha, dua ederken eşarp takmak önemli mi değil mi?
As far as I'm concerned, I'm not expert in the religion, but our practice is in order for the woman to pray, she must cover all the hair, not even one piece of hair.
Face
can be shown, the hand up to this, and only the feet. Every other part must be covered for the purpose of prayer. That is the requirement, otherwise the prayer is not accepted. It's not a prayer for the women. For the men, you must cover from the navel right down to the knee. For the men, minimum coverage. But of course, we dress more than that nowadays. You know? But the minimum is from the knee, from the navel to the knee, below the knee. But the women, Muslim, must be covered. In fact, they cannot have their face covered when they're praying. They have to take the face, the covering out when they're there. The face. They cover the knee, but they cannot have the...
Başlarını kapıyor.
The whatever you call it. You cannot do that. Okay? Thank you.
Does that finish the questions? One more over here.
Yes, no, yes. I was afraid of speaking because I'm a politician, so I might make some harm to the audience. But the underlying subject that has been spoken mainly in the Malaysia case is related to what is the position of the state towards religion. I don't want to speak about the Malaysian case, but broadly speaking, whenever a state adopts a religion in current societies, I think one is undermining pluralism, is limiting the freedom of association, of expression, of opinion, at the end, the freedom of conscience.
Limit ettiğini düşünüyorum.
Basic figures for any democracy or for any country that is committed to human rights. So I would say that this tremendous challenge in achieving a state that can be ruled by law and can be considered a democracy. Otherwise, we will end in some kind of state. We will admit states which do not adhere to the basic international standards that are set up by international organizations, which represent a consensus of all over the world. And this is not only serious about that, but it's serious about religion. Because in some way, it is limiting the possibilities of other religions to express.
Kendilerini ifade etmeleri bence çok önemli.
Our story in these two centuries of existence, of independent existence, is a story of a state that was a confessional state, a Catholic state, but today is a secular state. We admit all kinds of religions. And more than that, the status of all religions, not only Catholic Church, of which I'm a member, is that they're all equals under the law. There's not only freedom of religion, but also equality of legal status. And the legal status is not of the private nature, but of a public nature.
I know.
Because religion, in my view, is a necessary expression for humankind. And to limit it, or to think that the only religion that can have chance to express is our own religion, is really impeding the common good and the purposes of any person that wants to perfection itself in life. So it's not only a question of how can we articulate the relations among the different creeds. It's also the way one society needs to further to support
fazla desteklemesi lazım.
Chances for humanity to develop in each society. And I would make a, I'm sorry if I'm extending too much, but I won't be able to speak tomorrow in the plenary as was planned, so I'm taking profit less, like politicians do.
And, ben de yapıyorum yani konuşmayı.
I'd like to make an additional comment that is not directly related to this discussion, but one of the threats that
kalı bir şey değil ama
seeing nowadays is not only the limitations or restrictions to
kısıtlama, yani
which we're speaking now, in the sense that there's a dominant religion or that we're trying to give privileges to one. How can we make it possible that everybody can have its own religion and non-believers as well be respected, not only tolerated? It's not only a question of tolerance. Tolerance is, in my view, something a little arrogant. I tolerate you. No.
Tolerans kelimesi aslında ben sevmiyorum yani birisine tolere vermek, yani birisine izin vermek.
Each other. Whether we believe or whether we don't believe, whether you share our religion or whether you don't share our religion. But what's going on is something that is giving a step ahead as we speak.
Aylar şunlar.
We can see that you, to different reasons, several of them have been analyzed in this Monday discussion and recently. For instance, the way Muslim women dress in European countries, which has raised some issues. But the underlying issues is immigration in Europe.
That yaratıyor.
The way some people that professor,
bazen, yeah.
For instance, Muslims, are seen as some enemy because of what happened in 9/11, which is not a question of a religion, but still someone abuses of the fact in order
bazıları,
another interest that they have.
Bazı değişik şekilleri yaratıyorlar.
Is that we have to consider the need of religion in a world that for one reason or another is trying to get rid probably of religions or trying to put religions back in the closet, back in the.
Belki yani bir arka plana atmak lazım yani.
Because they are interfering.
Belki de yani din.
Decisions.
Bazı toplumsal kararları etkiliyor.
A question of admitting.
Sadece.
Freedom of religion.
Yani din özgürlüğünü vermek değil de acaba.
Democracy and human rights, which it is.
Hakları değil belki de.
It's not only a need to support religions as a necessary expression of humankind. It's also a need to unite different religions. To the
herhalde bu dinleri hepsini beraber getirmek, ortak bir nokta bulmak.
Near future. It's not a question of this religion or this other religion.
The diğer din.
Of beliefs in itself.
But.
Firstly, I think the country should follow what the majority of the population would like. As I said to you just now, even this morning, somebody spoke about China. China, the Chinese in China are quite happy with the law there. The Saudis in Saudi Arabia is quite happy. And the Saudi Arabia is quite happy not to allow non-Muslims to go into certain area in Mecca. That is what the people want. You are talking about
gayrimüslimler giremiyor belli yerlere.
Where the whole world is
öyle şeyler var.
Or one practice, but it will never happen. It can never happen. We see that. We try to make the best of what we can within the circumstances. Malaysia has 60% Muslims and 40% non-Muslim. We respect each other. I use the word respect, not just
gayrimüslimler.
We respect each other. You go and pray the way you want. I pray the way I want. And as I said just now, I visit, or rather a Hindu friend visit me. I make sure that I don't serve beef. This is all respect. And when I go to his house, he makes sure that he doesn't serve pork on me. That is all respect. But what you want is the ideal situation will never arise. Not in this the way I foresee today. Next, for even in this hall, so many of us are believing differently. We are trying to understand each other. That's why we are here to discuss, but we I don't think we could ever achieve what, if I understand you correctly, what you want. That is the idealism. I don't know.
If I could just comment briefly,
I've been
on the realities of the political world because that's the world.
Gerçeğe bakarsak dünyamızdaki.
In the end, what happens to all of us, subject to the next election, of course.
Herhalde hepimiz etkiliyor.
It can be a very difficult political balance, and I think that's why some of the Pacific Islands.
Nasıl denge nasıl kurulabilir?
Constitutional provisions, because on the one hand, they understand that they must attempt at least to apply the international. Rights that are recognized by international organizations. On the other hand, they don't want to have something that's very divisive and unsettling in their community, and so politicians don't want that either. And
nasıl kurabiliriz?
We get these compromises with the terms of constitutions that protect religious freedoms and other matters too. But on the other hand, the whole point of having international norms is that minorities are protected, and you can't just have international norms for what the majority want.
Ondan sonra bir de çoğunluğun kabul ettiği şeyler var. Nasıl bunun dengesini kuracaksın? Yani illa çoğunluk istedi diye o olur mu yani?
They are what race they are, what religion they are. And so there is that balance, but it's, I understand.
Well, you are, tam olarak.
It's the art of the possible. But I was slightly concerned by the speaker this morning who spoke about the European Court of Human Rights and how the international norms have to be interpreted in their national context. I fully accept that.
Bu Avrupa Konseyi uluslararası konseyine adapte olmuş.
But if, for example, you decide that
mesela Mesela sabahki konuşmada ya bu çarmıhın gidip barlarına asılma olayı gibi.
Same issue arises in a country where only the minority.
Bazı yani azınlıkta olanlar için.
That particular outcome. And it does seem to me there's a real risk of watering down the international norms if we're going to allow exceptions depending on which country we're talking about.
Bağlı olarak nasıl istisna olabilir?
Extremely difficult.
Yani çok çok zor şeyler bunlar.
I know the courts stand ready, Cliff, to answer these questions, but I think we're all rather hoping they don't actually come to us because difficult. Questions
often
depend not so much on the usual legal principles that we apply every day to the facts of values that are inevitably.
I'm sure there are big values.
Well, that's why I have these two bright people here. I don't have to make any decisions.
Ben diyor iki kişi yanımda diyor ben benim diyor hani.
Well, what if we?
Karar vermemiz mümkün değil diyor her şey için.
What have we learned today during our time together?
Haber diyor, zaman geçirdik, sorular sorduk, cevapladık. Ne öğrendik bugün diyor. Bana göre öğrendiğimiz şeylerden bir tanesi.
The word pluralism.
Kelimesini dikkatli bir şekilde kullanmalıyız. Benim ülkemde mesela.
It was 40 years ago, it was called the melting pot.
Melting pot, yani ne oluyor melting pot?
Came to the United States, they became an American and we blended together.
Amerika'daki bu değişik insanların, değişik göçmenlerin bir şekilde beraber yaşaması.
Türk uluslar insanların kaynaştığı yer. Eritme potası, eritme kazanı.
Asya'da
insanlar yani kendi kültürlerini korumaya çalışıyorlar. Da bir, yani bir anlamda öyle.
Often we don't refer to ourselves as Americans, but we hyphenate ourselves with another culture.
Tek Amerikalı diye söylemeyiz veya Meksikalı Amerikalı.
And so pluralism will have a much different effect, in my judgment.
Farklı olduğu için hani öyle başka ülkelere bağlarız yani bağlantılı görürüz, ilişkili görürüz.
It's a series of cultures where we become hyphenated and then the difficulty is exacerbated.
Olduğumuz için yani şey demek istiyorum mesela bir insan bir ülkeye bağlı olabilir yanında iki tire var, iki tirenin açık yanında da hani alt kategori hani mesela işte diyelim Türk ama arkasından Çerkez gibi hani öyle bir şey.
And so as this grows, it's going to have, it seems to me, an effect upon religion which may be different in different cultures. But what we do know is that it...
Bunun etkisi, din üzerinde etkisi farklı oluyor yani.
As the ability to move grows,
hopefully,
as we decrease the problems that we have in the world of those who would settle things by taking lives,
yani so yapacağım, yani
there will be more movements.
Katkılarımızda bu problemleri daha azalmasını umuyoruz diyor.
As pluralism itself changes and calls upon
yani
answers. So we might want to put down for 10 years from now freedom in a pluralistic age, trends, challenges, and practices, part two. In the meantime,
bizim konusuyla yani dinsel hani özgürlükler konusu daha değişik olacak.
We all must be aware that the courts have limitations upon what they can do. It's really a problem for people.
Sınırlı yani her şeyi yapmaları mümkün.
Understanding that can only come as we as leaders can bring people together to divide the love.
İnsanları birleştirebiliriz hani.
Then we'll make real progress in granting religious freedom to all the people, which should.
Sonra diyor hani insanları birleştirebilirsek ondan sonra hani dinsel özgürlük konusu daha kolay olur.
Session will start in 15 minutes and thanks for your attendance.
Yalnız 15 dakika sonra başlayacak. Alkışlayalım.
Bravo.